out there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. So good to see you. Happy Sunday this August the 3rd. That's right, you heard me. August the 3rd, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And we try to have a theme each and every program. And today, I'll tell you what, we're going to continue our series that we started actually a few weeks ago entitled Our Great God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right, you're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, I pray that you're doing well today. It's Joey with you. How's the weekend coming for you? I pray that it's a restful one for you. In fact, our church had VBS, Vacation Bible School, just the other week, so we're still recuperating from that. If you've ever been part of a Vacation Bible School, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So we're recuperating from that, and today we're talking about our great God. You know, have you ever experienced buyer's remorse? Yeah, just prior to making a purchase, you feel that urge of excitement that comes with getting something new. And after buying the item, however, a wave of remorse sometimes crashes over you. Did I really need this? Should I have spent the money? Questions like that come to mind. And you know, I'll tell you what, friend, in Genesis chapter 3, we find the very first record of a buyer's remorse. The whole thing began when a crafty serpent at its sales pitch persuaded Eve to doubt God's word. Then he capitalized on her uncertainty by casting doubt on God's character. He promised that her eyes would be opened and she would become like God. Tell you what, friend, sin has dire consequences. It always keeps us from God's best. It really does, friend. But God, in his mercy and grace, praise the Lord, clothed Adam and Eve in garments made from animal skins, foreshadowing what Jesus Christ would do for us by dying on a cross for our sins. His blood was shed so that we might be clothed with his righteousness, with no remorse.
You are holy, you are faithful, you are Savior, you are friend. You are all I'll ever need, Lord, you are. And you are every question.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Beautiful song right here on this Sunday. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And today we're talking about our great God. You know, a mother once overheard her little boy explaining the basics of Christian theology to his little sister. "You see," he said, "it was Jesus' job to die for our sins, and it's our job to sin." Well, he sort of has it right, just a little. Sinning is definitely what we do. It comes naturally to us, friend, and it was definitely Jesus's job, or his mission, so to speak, if you will, to come to earth to die for the sins we commit. We can commit the sins, no problem there, but we don't seem to be able to pay for them. Thankfully, Jesus is able to do what we cannot. Praise the Lord for that grace that only God himself provides. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords on this Sunday. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. So good to be hanging out with you here on, already August. I don't know how we got here. August the 3rd, 2014. And today we're talking about our great God. You know, there's something humiliating about the word surrender. Ever since we were kids, when the neighborhood bully would put us in a headlock and refuse to let us go until we give up, we've resisted the idea of giving in to a stronger opponent. And that may be okay in athletics and military battles, but when it comes to the spiritual life, friends, surrender is the only way to achieve victory. God wants us to be victorious and successful in life, but He wants us to achieve victory in a way He knows is best for us. And that means first gaining victory over our stubborn pride. So let's choose to humble ourselves beginning today and seek the Lord.
to be free from your burden of sin. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Good you or evil, the victory win. There's wonderful power in the blood. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Seems things are lost and it's like giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood.
And rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, but half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, the voice began to call. I hurried to the window, to the street, expecting swords and torches, and the sounds of soldiers' feet. Well, there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me, and she told us where she'd been. She said they moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body. Ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. Found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. The winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shed. To know where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Strange it happened here. What it was I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. the house again. The guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. Even if he was alive, was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows through the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I fell down on my knees and just clung to him. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight in the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted.
Celebrating the resurrection, not only at Easter, but every day. Amen. That's a classic, and He's Alive right here on this Sunday, August the 3rd, 2014. Friend, you can always catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you. You can drop me an email, joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y. At greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow morning, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. I hope you can join us for that. Until next time, though, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.